Well, at half-time, I'm sure you said you needed to be a bit more adventurous, and then before you know it, 1-0 down, but after that, A-OK.
Yeah, I thought the first half were a bit flat. You know, obviously, we haven't played for a week or so with internationals, but half-time, the manager, myself, we just wanted to move the ball a little bit quicker, be a bit more positive with our passing, our movement off the ball. And like you say, the goal certainly woke us up. From then on, I thought we were fantastic today.
And rather than damp his confidence, the penalty miss seemed to spur Owen Doyle on, didn't
it? Yeah, he's a confident lad, is Doyle. You know, he scores goals, and you know, I was made up for him that he went to get the next one. And obviously, he's finished on an hat trick, so you know, made up for him today.
But Chesterfield had the squad available to be able to pick a strong side today, and rustiness at the start, it worked out well in the end.
Yeah, correct. We've got some good players. You know, for the first time this year, I think the manager, you know, found it tough to pick a team. But the squad seems to, you know, hopefully this, you know, stick with it. Supported the lads who started the game. The lads supported the lads who finished the game. And it's important that in a squad and a team. So, you know, we'll keep our heads down. It's 3 points and we'll move on to Tuesday.
Gary Roberts' hamstring, was it again?
Yes, obviously he's picked it up the other week at Port Vale. He's done a lot of work, you know, he was past fit. He just made a couple of runs, but he felt it, so it's more precautionary than anything.
But Daniel Johnson, who came on, unlucky not to have got a start, really came into the game, and he's having a great spell at the moment.
Yeah, he's growing, he's Daniel. You know, he's a good player. He's a very, very good player. Technically, he's our type of player. You know, he's got better and better since he's been here. It was a tough decision to leave him out because he's been very good in training, you know, in the games he's played. So, you know, for him to go on and make a good account of himself again, you know, it's good for us today.
Two debuts today, Sam Klukas on the left and in defence, George Margrachter. How did you see their performances?
Again, you know, good. You know, first half, I think there were a number of people a bit flat. Second half, you know, they know how we play, they've settled in already. It's a good dressing room, and obviously the result will help that. But yeah, overall, very pleased.
Fourth place, I know it's still very early on in the league table, but Chesterfield couldn't really wish for a much better start.
No, not at all. Like you say, it's very early. You know, we won't get carried away. We don't get down when we get beat. We don't get too adventurous when we win. It's a tough league. You can go a long time without picking any points up. So we'll just keep our heads down. You know, the lads are working now towards Tuesday. We'll come in tomorrow as well and dust ourselves down. And look forward to pressing.
And of course, as the game stretched out at the end, as Scunthorpe were trying to throw more men forward, it could have run up a cricket score at the end.
Yeah, it's certainly different to the first half. You know, it was a bit of a spectacle. The second half, it had everything: penalties, you know, yellow cards, bookings, free kicks, goals. So it was a lot better, a lot more feisty. So just pleased that we got the win.
Roberts apart, did everybody come through okay?
Yes, hopefully. There's a couple of little knocks and bruises. Like I say, they're doing the work now, and we'll come in tomorrow also. Dust ourselves down and we'll take stock of it then for Tuesday.
And a big test at Preston, isn't it?
Very big. Good team, good manager, good players. We expect a very good game. We'll go and try and you know, make a count of ourselves there as well.